Well, that's the truth. You guys are busy. You're coming off a big weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people did you say came through the gate?
Through the gate, we had 1,709, plus we had people there working the event, so we probably had 1,800 on the ground.
That's crazy.
Yeah, lots of vendors and food trucks and...
And events.
Events. Yeah, we have... So we start on Thursday at about noon. So we got there on Tuesday morning, set up Tuesday, Wednesday, have a great group of people coming down. We have a great board right now. And then we start our events at noon on Thursday. We have a two-dog bear bay, two-dog hog bay. And then we have a UKC bench show on Thursday and a UKC night hunt. So our night hunt was, both our bench show and our night hunts this year were phenomenal.
Is numbers. That new this year? Or have you guys been doing
not,
the night
this
hunts?
Is about our third year.
It's just been growing every year.
Yep, just growing every year. So this year on Thursday night, we had more hunters Thursday night than we did all of last year.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Also on Thursday, we did our two field trials.
And we had a UKC field trial.
Drag race through the woods type of deal with a tree at the end.
Yeah, that's super similar to like what we do out west too.
Right.
So we did a UKC one and we did an open class.
Oh, cool.
Just because a lot of people don't want to do...
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to do the UKC
stuff.
Or can't. Right. Like me. I just got back my paperwork. I finally have a registered dog again. I got an ex-bred coonhound now. I'm like... Because I couldn't even go and hunt with my kids at the one club that we have. You know, all of our dogs are just great foxhounds. But with that X-Bred program, I'm like, I can do that. You know, I'll pay my money just so I can take the kids coon hunting and stuff. Right. But I should probably introduce you guys. So we've got Chris and Sarah. Is it Minor?
Minor, yep.
I didn't butcher it.
Minor,
so
yeah,
you did good. You did good.
And you guys are with the APA.
Yep, I'm the president of the APA as of this year. And we have a great board. We have our secretary, Lisa Johnson's been with us for several years. We have a new vice president, Shelby Silver. He's from North Carolina. And our treasurer, Tracy Woodruff. And then we have a great board of directors. Everybody helping out. Andy Blankenship, Gary Bowen, Justin Gurley. And we have John Jackson, which he does our columns and...
Yeah, he does some writing for us on Full Cry, too.
He does. We love seeing it. A great time. So we have a group of people right now that just work amazing together.
Yeah.
So.
And then we have the First Lady.
And then we have the First Lady, Chris.
So you basically
I'm
just,
the workhorse.
You're the gopher, the honeydew. Yep. So how much work did you have to put in last weekend?
Quite a bit.
Yeah,
quite a bit. We do every event, and we there's a few of us, Justin and Shelby and I, do most of the planning for all the events. Getting our judges together,
sure.
Getting the bear switched over to from hog to bear. I built a phenomenal roll cage this year that
was
pretty cool. Roucane. So I had a coon mounted on a 3/4-inch shaft.
Oh, nice.
And I put bearings on both ends and I had it weighted. So I spent hours jamming lead weights into its legs.
Oh, sure.
So, to get it to stand up the whole time when it was being going back and forth. So it'll swing a little bit,
right?
But it never flips over.
It
just rocks back and forth, and it's pretty cool.
Like that's pretty
I spent
cool.
a lot of time on it. Me and my buddy Troy over there spent a lot of time.
It was an excuse to drink beer and build something.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back in 2 hours. And it was like 6 hours later, I'm going to bed.
At the shop building stuff. It turned out really good. Her uncle mounted it for us. He's a taxidermist, so he did the rod.
Yeah, Wild Pride Taxidermy, my Tim Schmitz, he did a great job mounting that.
And you guys, the bear bay too. How do you guys do that?
So the bear bay, we have the two dog bear bay and three dog bear bay. So it is, it's a
fake bear.
It's a fake bear.
Mounted head. Basically a mounted head.
Like a dummy body.
On a barrel. On like a 15, 30 gallon barrel, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then we just got an eye hook in the back of the barrel and we run a rod to it. And guy just runs a pole in it.
Yep, somebody underneath the curtain, behind the curtain, that's running
like
the bear all the time. Yep.
Pretty much.
We used to have
mechanical
one, and just when it's cold in the morning, we just had a lot of problems with it. Somebody just running it manually.
No kidding.
So we have somebody that's always switching because it's a tiring job.
I would imagine
that's a job
just
I would not want.
That thing all the time.
Well, it's neat because the legs are free.
Oh, so they
move.
They
flop.
Yep.
So okay. It looks like it's running. When you push the bear forward and you hit the end, the legs
the
pop out and the dogs just run
crazy.
Backwards. Or if really? They're good, they're right there. You
that's
know?
How we find out who wins.
Yeah.
But well, it's just young dogs and you know stuff like that. You really get them. You can get them moving. You can get the dogs entertained in it
right.
because you can shift the bear from right to left, get their legs flopping, and
so it must be on like a pivot too.
It's, yeah, it's just it's a clevis.
Okay.
On an eye hook, basically, so gotcha. You can really get it moving and get it.
Get the arms
get the dogs
swinging.
Cruising, you know, and it's fun, but it is tiring for the guys. They switch off. We had 89 two-bay bear casts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's
so
long.
How do you judge something like that? Just like
the guys
dogs that
judge,
stay tight?
Guys judge dogs that stay tight. Some guys, depends on the judge.
You got
a
lot like
of
a
them
panel?
No, we don't have, or, we don't, it's their way. I mean, I gave like a young guy, a new guy this year, came up to me. He was like, well, how do I judge? I go, me personally, I judge dogs that go to both sides of the fence. Because
sure.
it's a bear bay.
One spot. Yeah.
It's a bay. You're trying to hold the bear in a position.
Right.
So you want to keep it held tight. So if you're both on one side, the bear can squirt the other way.
Sure.
So working
so
together.
Teamwork. Yeah, teamwork.
That's how I
dogs,
judge.
Yep.
That's how I would do the judging when I did it.
And at each event, we would switch out the judges. We never had the same judges on any two events. And then we have, for the winners, each day, first through fifth. Those dogs get, if they're APA memberships or members, go on to the best of the best on Saturday for cash prizes. And two of them can run together. So, like, we had one dog, you know, that she was in four different casts, but she went with, ran so many times, she could go in that many times with a different dog.
Oh, gotcha.
And then at that time, then we have five judges that have not judged throughout the whole weekend.
So
they've not been down,
eyes.
Fresh eyes, have not watched the bear bays, just to make it fair.
Yeah.
So
no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It's hard to judge. Like I sit there and watch. I'm there. I'm the gate man.
Right.
I make sure you're cast 10. And you're coming through. You're
right.
cast 12. You're coming through. That's how I make sure we stay in order. So the guys back there judging because we have little iPads with you know numbers on them.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
So they got to keep. Everybody's got to keep in tune. But I sit there and watch them. Going, man. I picked that one for number one, and then
yeah.
5 minutes later, I'm like, wait a minute, that
I
one was number
one.
You know,
yeah.
like it's tough because it's tough to judge. Cause
well,
it,
and everybody judges a dog different oh, anyway,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Like, I mean, that's tough.
And they, like, I watched, like I told my one buddy, I said, I watch the dogs as the bear goes up in the front, the dogs go up.
Right.
You watch them go up, you watch them come back down. The bear
right.
goes to the back of the cage, you go to the back cage. You know, you just follow.
So is it all in an enclosure then?
We have a 5 foot tall, 8 foot long with a V front. So it's got a
okay.
like a 4 foot V in the front.
Okay.
So that they, it's a
so
fairly
half of
big,
it's wider and then
and
it
right.
funnels down.
It did, well, it's a it's down each side with a V in the front like a trailer, like a V front trailer.
Okay.
And then we got a pipe down the center with a big pulley that we run the bear on the pulley on the top. So it hangs
gotcha.
Off of a piece of cable or piece of wire on the top and we just run it back and forth.
Oh.
Whatever we have that keeps in tune that day, cable or wire that doesn't break.
Right. And then that's pretty cool. So you're actually like advancing on dogs like a charge
right.
or
you
like
yeah,
you're
you can charge at them.
Yeah.
You're charging
oh,
like
awesome.
A bear. So like we had to talk one of the guys that was back there running the bear. I'm like, you got to get the dogs to see the bear.
Right.
They have no clue. There's dog and scent everywhere in this place. I mean, you're talking 1,000 dogs there.
That's
and
crazy.
People everywhere that you got to, they can't even smell that hide that we have in there. We have an actual hide below the bear.
Right.
With some scent on it just to make sure that we got everything. And I said, you got to start moving that thing to get them
to
get their attention
get
span
yeah.
going, you know? And as soon as they get that, then we turn them loose and it's 30 seconds.
I mean, because I know I've talked with a lot of guys, like you've seen that robotic bear and stuff like that. And they're like, my dogs probably wouldn't even do anything.
Right.
Do a lot of dogs
we have
not
some that,
want to,
correct.
Or is
some,
it pretty much?
Yeah.
Some.
My There's, old male doesn't want anything to do with it.
Really?
And
yeah.
he's an awesome bear
awesome
dog.
Bear.
Like, I'm not going to say he's
but
not good.
But then we have awesome bear dogs that you wouldn't think they'd be interested, and they're all over that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's some people that don't want to come. They just don't think in their head that their dog would have any interest, and it ends up that
surprising
they...
Surprising them.
Yep. Yeah. And a lot of times when people bring, you know, 6-8 dogs, they'll think two were going to work together because they work together in the woods.
Right.
And then there they don't. So they're constantly
sure.
swapping. They're re-entering dogs, just switching the pairs
trying
up until
the
they find
the combination.
Two.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So I mean, that's a long list of events.
Long list
of events. And you guys run it, it's just the weekend for Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Thursday we start at noon, and then all day Friday and all day Saturday.
So let's kind of run through, like, the events
okay. At
the APA. It's breed days, right? That's what you guys...
Breed days.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So any breed of dog, we welcome.
Oh, really? I thought it was just a plot thing.
Nope, not just plots.
We have blockers, blue ticks, red ticks. I won't say poodles, but cur dogs. Yep. I mean, there's
the cur dogs in.
There's an arrangement of different dogs there, and people are bringing in whatever they got. And
yep.
Oh, wild.
It's fun. It's fun for everybody, and we're not discriminating to anybody. Too. It's just more everybody have a good time and talk and screw around and have fun. So, but as these bear bays are going on, we have a coon tree going on. We have a bear tree going on. There's different events going on at the same time.
Oh, so UKC bench. Yeah, to get everything to fit in, some of them have to overlap a little bit.
Oh, sure.
So this year, our coon tree and bear tree were kind of a little bit far away. So this year we brought it closer to the lodge because there were a lot of people that want to do both.
Oh, sure.
You know, so then they are able to walk that distance so they can try not to overlap bear bay and bear tree. So we try to flip them, you know, because a lot of the, like, we won't put ours on a coon tree, mm-hmm. you know, so then we do the bear bay and
you don't want to walk through a coon tree?
No. I've walked through many swamps in Wisconsin for a coon.
Yeah, but it's a little different when you got to walk.
But then there's, you know, our coon treeing event is huge. So.
Yeah. Do you guys do a water race?
We do a water race also on Friday.
We do a UKC water race and then an open water race. And that's huge. Great turnout this year. And then we also do a dash race.
What's a dash race?
So dash race, we have UTVs.
Speed.
You put them in and on top of the hill and you let them go, see how fast they can.
It's hard because you turn the dogs loose. We wait. We take the bear hide, shake it in front of the, we have a gate, four-dog gate. That opens up with one handle.
Oh, yeah.
So yep, and they each have a colored collar on so the judges know. And we have paddles so they can tell us.
So it's first line, first tree. Like any other thing.
Okay.
But we take off with the four-wheeler, and you get about halfway across the field, and then we open a dog box.
Oh.
And they take off after it. Just because we got to give them time to get stopped by the bear tree and throw the hide back into the. No, they use the same hide. We throw it in the back of the four-wheeler. We have a Rubbermaid container so they can't see it.
Oh, sure.
And then there's a bear in the tree.
Gotcha.
And then we pull the bear up the tree.
Dang.
So they can see it.
Yeah, so first line and first tree. So a lot of the times you have two different winners on one race.
Right.
And then you keep running it down until you have the final two.
Because I thought about doing that. Last year I did just kind of a rendezvous. We didn't want to do a field trial, but I used one of our clubs there in Oregon. They hosted it and we just worked together. But I told them I really want to do a sprint race because everybody talks about how
everyone
fast
loves
their dog
them.
Is.
That is one of our most popular events.
How long of a sprint is it? A couple hundred yards?
Probably 250-300 yards.
That's what I was thinking, like something under 400 yards.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And just like make it fast.
Because some of those dogs are running four or five times in that amount of time.
Sure.
You have so many, you know, semifinals to get down to the final.
We used to do it, well, we always do it right in front of the lodge. Mm-hmm. But because of the rain, because then people could watch from.
Oh, yeah.
From the lodge, because there's a big awning, I want to call it, a big overhang, and people sit below it, and on their rocking chairs and everything. But it's fun. I mean, that's where everybody hangs out. And they do it right in front of there. But this year, because of the rain, we didn't want to rip up their front lawn.
Oh.
So we moved it over on the field where we do the water race. But we still had probably 100-some people come to watch.
Is that your biggest entry? For that sprint race?
Sprint race. Well, I think the bear bays are our biggest entry.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we had, I want to say, trying to think off the top of my head, I think we had 48 dogs in that dash race this year.
Wow.
Like, and we didn't think we'd get enough people to drive out because you have to drive. So we're at the Oaks Retreat in Greenville, Tennessee. Amazing grounds. But the pond, you have to drive out to it. And, yeah, we had that field full on Saturday. It was a lot of fun.
Right. Well, Friday and Saturday, because we did the water race, and then we did a dash race after it, right at the same spot then, because we just stayed over there. And then Saturday, we went back over there again and did the dash race, because it didn't dry up any.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do we do? I don't want to wreck their lawn.
You know?
It's tough. We don't want to go be reseeded.
Go back.
Right.
Do you guys do it at the same place every year?
We have been at the same place. I believe this was our eighth year at the Oaks. Just a great group of people to work with. There's a new manager this year. His name is Aaron, and We had a good time. We worked well together, and we rent the grounds, so we have cabins on site, and some motel rooms.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And some RV spots, so they fill up pretty quickly.
But, so. I mean, that's nice to see when you can work with a lodge or something that. Like, the Elk Creek field trial, where I'm always at when you guys are having your event. It's the same weekend every year.
That sucks.
They've had that field trial at that same ground since, like, 1980-something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the families just always let us go there and use it. And it's nice. It's nice to see people not just, you know, turn the shoulder to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they've been really good to us. It started out the first couple of years where, you know, they were doing the food and stuff. And it was, you know, the older ladies from the church just doing breakfast, lunch, and then we just kept growing and growing.
That's
and
cool.
It came a little bit too much, which was actually okay, because now we're bringing in food trucks. We have Tennessee Bear Hunters Association that puts on an amazing breakfast every morning. Everybody looks forward to it. Everything homemade. And then they also do our membership dinner on Friday night.
Oh, nice.
So they put that on. So Tennessee Bear Hunters is a huge help for us there.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
How big is your guys' organization?
So we have, every year we average between, I would say, 460 and 480 paying memberships per year. So we seem to be up a little bit this year. We've had a couple of great events. So a little bit more advertising than what we used to do.
Plot hounds are hot right now, too, it seems like.
That helps.
It definitely helps. I know, like, when Clay was launching those stories. And I started hunting with a group of guys. So my buddy got me into it. And he's like, hey, you want to come run dogs with us? Because my family, we baited. Like, we never ran dogs. But we lost all that in 94. So fast forward, my buddy says, hey, you want to come run dogs with us in California? And I'm like, heck yeah. And I saw my first bear in a tree. And I'm like, over now.
Here's adrenaline.
But, you know, he worked for himself. And, you know, he'd hunt on like a Tuesday or, you know, whatever he could get out. And I'm like, I'm stuck to hunting weekends and, you know, driving to California to go hunt. But his uncle's the one who really, like, kind of took me under his wing and really encouraged me. But he's a plot man. Like, he hunts everything because there's not a ton of good plots out there, but he's a plot man. And I keep telling him, like, we should go back.
Yeah.
If I could get him on an airplane, I would love to bring him back and go have some fun. Even here, like, for everybody who's listening, the background noise is the WBHA, the Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association banquet. And it's starting to, it's fuller than it was this morning. Yeah. I think that snow kept a lot of people out this morning.
Well, everybody's hunting this morning.
Yeah. You guys haven't got anything for snow out here, I know for sure.
So when they get snow, everybody's going.
Yeah, they're all going.
But doing cat or
coyote hunting, right? Because cats are hard to draw.
I think cats closed right now, I think. I don't even know for sure. I'm not a big cat hunter, but I know they did cat hunt when they had snow, and I don't know what the season is. But
you guys, I mean, you ran straight from that to here.
Yeah,
you
so we got home Sunday. It's about a 12-hour ride. And then we restocked and
spent all week restocking the trailer and
you guys sell a
redoing
ton,
everything.
Sure. That's what we were joking about on the way up here. It's like kind of the long-running joke between W and APA.
Right. I'm like, I'm going to be right next to W.
Right? Who has the most shirts running around? And it pretty much is. It's funny. I think the two of us outweigh everybody even the WBHA. Right. Yeah. It's always APA shirts or W shirts running around.
Yeah.
So it's the ongoing.
Right.
We always sell so much at Breed Day, so I ordered a little bit more this year, so we were heavily stocked coming in here.
We came up here last year with 21 extra large and large sweatshirts.
Yeah, because our Breed Days was so big.
Breed Days
last
was huge, and we were out, and we can't get them that fast. Like, we don't print like W does, so ours are all made. So I'm like, we're screwed. You know, we came up here screwed last year.
Lead time kills you.
And we still had a record breaking year last year.
Yeah, here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Every year it just gets better and better, and it's great.
But what do you guys put those funds towards? Like, what is the big, your guys' mission and what you guys do?
So our mission is to help hunting groups, or, like, you know, Tennessee Bear Hunters, or we help Maine. You know, when any state is going to be in trouble, you know, we're there to back them up.
Sure.
You know, anything to keep hunting alive, you know, getting the youth out there hunting. You know, we want to team up with USSA, you know, getting kids out in the woods. That's what our hunting group does. Sure. Personally, you know, the biggest thing right now is, I believe, to get the youth involved. Yeah. You can tell here, you can tell at breed days, the majority is that teenage group.
Yeah.
That's coming out. They all got their hunting rigs. Yep. They all have their dogs. And that's who we need to cater to.
I agree. And that's what I love about out here is, like, I mean, you look around and there is a ton
young,
of kids.
All these kids.
I mean, and they're kids that, I mean, I started coming out here when I came to work for W 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. So now a lot of those kids are now, like you're saying, they're 16, 18. Yep. They're in that younger generation and they're on fire for hunting, you know, and dogs. So it's super important. I mean, the youth, I could hammer it home all day long. But I mean, that's like the thing. If we don't keep youth involved.
And that's what we did at Breed Days also. We have a youth bear bay. It's free to enter. You know, and it's fun to watch the teenage kids help the little kids get those dogs. And we had, I know four personally, kids that just wanted to enter. They didn't, their family doesn't have
dogs.
And there were some of our kids that said, well, you can use one of our dogs.
Isn't
and
that
watch
nice?
Them go in. And they, Chuck Thompson donated a whole bunch of different, or little trophies. So every single kid got a trophy. It said, you know, Breed Days, Youth Bay. And to watch the smiles when we listed off the winners, first through fifth place for, you know, that event, there is a little boy standing there and he won and he's like, that's me. It's like that made the whole weekend. It was rainy and it didn't even matter at that point. We're like, that was just awesome.
It sticks with them so much. Like my wife and I, we've got four kids now. And our big thing is, like, we're experienced people. Like, it's not so much stuff. Like, you have a million toys, whatever. Like, but when I can drag my four-year-old at the time to the woods, and we're sitting on this cut bank, and looking out over, you know, we're from the Pacific Northwest, big canyons, massive timber country. And he says, Dad, can you hear that? I said, what do you mean? He's like, listen. I'm listening. And he says, I love the sound of the wind.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I got goosebumps right now.
I was going to say that.
But it's like those stick so much more with kids than anything else, the experience and something like that. And you're tying it with a dog that's part of, you know, everybody knows what a dog is, whether they own one or not. And it's that bond. Yep. I think that's really, really cool.
And another thing that you're teaching the kids, too, I mean, ours have obviously been, since they were born, you know, been around dogs, but then they also know if the dog isn't working out, we might have to rehome it. Like, it's giving them the responsibility and just the knowledge.
Right.
You know, that not everything works out, you know, and but you're making another family happy because that would be a great coon dog.
Exactly.
We're not coon hunters, but he's a good coon dog. So you're seeing, you know, it's the kids being able to differentiate that is.
Which is,
makes them grow up a little bit faster, but
I think that's something that we offer to kids that most people can't.
Right.
Because same situation, you know, you get a dog that's not going to make it for me as a fox dog, doesn't mean it's not going to make a dog for somebody.
Absolutely. Yep.
So it's instilling that, you know, to do right by that dog, it needs to go somewhere else.
Right.
Or it's going to sit here and it, you know, you don't build the relationship with them like you do the dogs that are working the way that you like them to. It's a weird,
it's a weird place to be
from the outside.
It's a good thing for kids to understand, too.
It's super helpful. Oh, how old's that little one?
She was
Chloe Rose.
No, she was
6 weeks old there.
Yeah.
First bear tree.
Yeah, first bear tree.
6 weeks old. I just had to show you that picture because it rings a bell. It's pretty cool.
She's almost three.
That is awesome. Oh, that's a lot of kids.
That's what we do.
We have
as many kids as we can bring along. And we bet big into the USSA this last 4 years.
So what's the USSA? I've heard you say that.
United Special Sportsmen's Alliance.
So you got a beer delivery and everything?
I got a beer delivery.
You guys got it all together.
I get a delivery.
So the United Special Sportsmen's Alliance is special needs kids.
Okay.
Most of them, some of them don't even see their bear mount.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they shoot the bear, they get to come along and they get to do it. I mean, to me, it's a big, bad... I want to call big bad bear hunters that we are with no hearts, everybody thinks.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Big old teddy bears.
But we're big teddy bears when it comes down to that because it changed our whole hunting group. Our whole hunting group, that's all they want to do is take kids now.
That's
like
awesome.
We went from everybody wanting a bear and everybody wanting to do this to how many kids did we got this year? So we took two again this year.
But I think that's why, like, I love doing it with the kids. I love, and my kids don't get to hunt very often because I hunt at night and they got to go to school. I mean, stuff like that.
Right.
But I think I relate more with a kid because that same feeling that they get, like as houndsmen, we all get that every time we turn a dog loose. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're sitting out in a field waiting for a deer to walk by. You know, it's like I relate a lot with those kids. So, I mean, I try to do the youth events. We do a veterans hunt with the Houndsmen for Heroes every year. That's what people need to see, you know, and our listeners on this podcast, I mean, they're all in it. I would say the majority are all houndsmen. They understand
and,
it.
And that's the APA did that last year. We had a special veterans t-shirt. So the proceeds went strictly to the fallen soldiers. It's a group that takes veterans on hunts. So we donated to their group.
Awesome.
So that's special. Yeah. That we try to support whatever we can.
So how many... I got to ask, how many shirt designs do you guys have?
Too many right now.
It's ridiculous. I'll lay it out for people listening. They're shoved in a corner back here right next to W, but it's like this big L, and they got the whole corner decked out. You guys got your like displays. Every year you guys got it set up, you just roll them in, open it up, and you're ready to rock and roll.
We're getting a little smarter every year with it. So.
Well, that happens because when people show up here.
And lots of friends that help. And
it's just money. Like people when they're in here like tomorrow I hope is crazy like it usually is. I mean it's flying off the shelves. You guys sell a pile of
swag.
We
sell a lot. Yeah. We sell about half what we do at Breed Days and you know I mean Breed Days we're selling, you know, $25,000 worth of merchandise.
That's crazy.
You know, and here last year we did half of that, which is crazy to do in a day and a half.
Yeah, right.
But that's why everybody's like, you have a lot of people here to help you sell. I'm like, yeah, tomorrow we'll need it.
Because when people come, it's all at once.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you can't usually walk, especially with you guys next to us.
Yep.
This whole side of the building, it's like you can't even walk. They're stacked 10 deep and just hanging out.
It's great. This community of people can't ask for any better.
That's the truth, too.
Yeah.
So all of your guys' stuff
and
memberships, things like that, where can people find you?
We have a website. It's www.AmericanPlotAssociation.com. Right now, the store is down just because I have it closed just because we are just at different shows. And to have it mailed out, we just don't have it open. So it'll be open the second week of April. But our memberships are online. All of our clothing is online. So, and then we'll also be taking ads, our yearbook, our Brindle book, I should say, 2022 and 2023 is going to be combined. It is being printed right now. So I'm hoping it's going to be mailed out in the next couple weeks.
Cool.
And then we'll start taking ads and, stories.
Get ready for
next
year.
Everything for next year. So hopefully we'll have that, you know, done earlier, and get that out at the first of next year. So, yeah, so just keep moving along. So we'll have a week off for Easter, and then we'll be in Rapidan, Virginia for the Dixie Classic at the Orange County Coon Club. So we'll be out there. It's a one-day event. We'll have the Bear Bay and a treeing contest, a dash race, and then they have their big UKC, a specialized coon bench show, and then the UKC bench show. There, so it's a one-day event in Virginia. We'll be out there for
them. They have a water race, the longest water race
I've ever seen a dog swim.
It's
how far it is long. It is?
I don't know. It's like
what's standard out here?
I don't really know what standard is. I guess, but 100 yards is a good water race, I want to say this one's closer to 200 yards.
I looked, I'm like, rough. Our dogs won't swim. They're going to go right to the bank and run around.
The worst part is they get halfway and then they turn around and it's like it's the same distance, bro. Just keep rolling.
But they see land to the side. You know, it's a narrow park.
My dogs were trained as soon as they saw like any of that. What is it? The orange. Barrier,
right.
The mesh barrier. They see that and they just know that's land and we're just going to duck out.
I did want to go back. My buddy that I bred to my female, James Jenkins Bullet, is a phenomenal dog, like the best. And he brought him down to Breed Days just to show him off because he's 13.
Oh, geez.
And we just bred to him this year. There, you know, 13-year-old Plot, still alive, still hunting.
Right.
And still being able to breed.
Sure.
I mean, honestly, this is amazing that we got another litter of pups out of him. And we had 7 pups out of him and whatever. He brought him to Breed Days and we put him in a Bear Bay with our dog, with one of ours, because he didn't bring any other dogs. He just brought him up there just for fun. And he did amazing. Like, for a 13-year-old dog to work that bear bay, like, it, we talked about earlier how some dogs do it and some dogs don't.
Right.
And this dog just does what he needs to do. It does it, like, at the time.
Right.
Whatever daddy tells him to do, that's what he's doing.
That's
He is. He's just amazing. I watch him work one side of a bank, the other side of the bank, on the, off of a rig strike, you know, and just work it back and forth. And we just wait a couple of minutes. And when he takes off going up or down, whichever way he decides to go, pack onto it, because he's not wrong.
Right.
He's never been wrong. Like, I've never seen a dog be wrong. He's just amazing. And
that's hard to find.
But it was just cool to watch him do the – he's never done – I mean, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, he had him at breed days doing stuff, you know, when he was younger and, you know, in this stuff. He was a great water racer back in the day. But, like, he hasn't been there for years at doing some. All of a sudden, I'm like, why do you have Bullet here? He goes, oh, we're going to enter him. I'm like, we're going to enter him? He goes, yeah, throw a dog with him. We're going to have some fun.
That's like,
okay,
awesome.
It was just cool. We had a good time.
But that says a lot about your event, too, because, like, if you can show up and just hang out and have a good time. That's why I usually have one dog I'll enter in a trial. The rest of mine, they just don't. They don't want to run the scent. We hunt at night. They don't want to run the daylight. I don't know. Maybe I just don't work them enough. Like, if I worked with them, maybe they would.
Right.
But I always put something in.
Right.
You know, it's about supporting the clubs. And,
you
know, my kids, they have a blast
going.
And they just want to turn a dog loose.
Yep.
That's all they care about.
Yep, they want to stand at the fence and say, that's my dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, before we started this, we didn't do any field trials.
Nope.
I've never had a field trial in my life. And we went down to breed days and brought a couple of dogs just to bring them.
Right.
And my girls got into it. Now it's like every year.
Yeah.
We got to take more dogs. And, you know, it's a there's a standing trophy between a couple of us of who's going to spend most money at the event.
Sure.
You know, like, like spending $600 on events is nothing for me and
that's crazy.
A couple of us. There's three of us.
But
that
there's a
battle
lot of events. Like, for us, you know, you enter the coon drags or you'll enter the fox race, you know, couple events. But if you guys are running bench shows, water races, field trials,
it's
bays,
expensive.
Tree
there's people
contests,
that are spending over $1,000 just in different events putting their dogs in.
Or
I mean, when you have the dogs and they're working good,
it's hard
to not do it when you're
kidding.
There. Yeah. But, I mean, like, this year, our dogs were not doing anything, and my girls knew it, and they're like, I'm not even entering.
I'm saving my money.
Yep. And which is good that they know that, but
the fact that you guys are open to public, too, like, you don't have to bring a dog.
No.
You can go and enjoy it, and I'm sure there's a lot of
and
a lot of good people there.
And the way you could tell that is, like, last year and this year, we've had record attendance, but our bays were completely, numbers, there wasn't anything off the charts this year. Which means that there
it's
are so
public.
Many people coming in to watch, you know, the vendors, you know, just the fellowship around.
That's almost more exciting.
Yeah.
To me, the more that we can branch out into general population, hunting public, whatever, like, we all know what this is about. But the education and trying to break those barriers, which it's changed a lot in the last couple of years. Like, a lot of this media has taken off. Hounds are getting a lot of publicity right now, and not in the way that they used to, where it was the big bad bear hunter, you know what I mean? So it's nice to see that transitioning over, because like Grand American, I went to Autumn Oaks a couple of years, but my wife has never been to a big event, so we went out to that one, and I mean, we're driving down the interstate and there's a billboard, right? This is, you know, Grand American coon hunt. Where we're at, literally you get an onyx pin with a Latin longitude, and you find it, and you either know somebody that's there, or, you know, people are going through and like vetting who's there, because we have to deal with so many antis and people just there causing problems. Where it's such a different way of life out here. I mean, it makes
a
guy reconsider.
You still have people that want to do that, but I think the majority is not.
And you guys, it's more of a family event.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
You know, where those field trials and stuff like we do, that's the same way. That's what we all get together and we turn our kids loose for 2 days.
Pretty much.
Right, pretty much,
right? Yep. It's like, you're not worried. Nobody's going to run off with your kid. Because if they do, that guy's going to get to him, or that guy's going to get to him, or I'm going to get to him.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, you can let them be kids. You can let them go enjoy it. And it's like, in today's world, that says a lot.
Yeah.
To me as a parent, like, being able to go out and just let somebody truly enjoy and see joy on their faces is what it's
and
all about.
Like, my kids made a post on Facebook when we're leaving, and they're like, the best week of our lives is over every year. And I'm like, oh, I love it that they love it, but it does go fast. We're busy. We're working every day, and it flies
by. Then it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, they've become so much. My youngest 10-year-old, her best friend is Sierra, one of the vendors' daughters down there.
Yeah, and they've grown up together.
Oh,
but,
really?
But oh, yeah,
they're
they
there
talk every
one
day.
Week a year together for
they
the last
to see each other.
10 years. And they just grew up together, and they're on the phone together every night. It's just, they learn that. My daughter turned 16, she drove to North Carolina to go hunting with her friends.
That's awesome.
And everybody's like, you're letting your 16-year-old drive? And I'm like, yep.
Dad, show me how to change a tire, and I'll be good. I'm like, okay, here you go.
Hey, you're raising them right, Ben.
And the next year after that, they gave her such a hard time because she came down with no northern dogs that she brought two dogs the next year.
Oh, there you go.
And they did great. So it's like dad got a pat on the back for that one.
That's
awesome. That we got to take our dogs down there and show them how they could run in the mountains.
Yeah, she
and
put
they
her
could.
The two air freight kennels in the back of her little Escape.
Oh, perfect.
She drove down there with her dogs.
The confidence that dogs build in kids is unreal, I think. Like that. Like what 16-year-old girl in...
Right.
You know, she's little and petite.
Country.
I mean, she's not a. She's a little petite girl too. Like she's tiny.
She had her pepper spray. She had everything she needed.
She's geared up. But I mean, think about kids today that don't. I mean,
never been out of town.
I got buddies' kids that are like 18 years old and didn't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Like what? What are you talking about, man?
She had her car bought before she was 16.
Right.
She was ready to rock and roll. But I mean, it is how you raise them too. You need to be able to empower them. To be able to make choices and write one. So
And I think what we do with these dogs, it instills a lot of value in the youth, you know, and it gives them confidence.
Responsibility.
Even just turning them loose. Like when my kids do get to go, you turn them loose, they're running everywhere the dogs can go if you let them. You know, it's the middle of the night. They don't care. You go hang out with other people, and it's like, my kid's afraid of the dark. It's like, what? Like, send them out with me for a week, man. We'll go have some fun, and they'll come back cured.
Yeah.
Well, good that's on awesome. You guys. I know that's a lot of work, but I've always wanted to make it to the event. One of these years, I'll make it.
That's fun.
It's a
good time.
It's a great time. You would not be disappointed.
I'm sure.
I've taken numerous people down and, like, just come along and see what we do. Watch, because they don't know what we do.
Then
like,
they got dogs.
They hunt
next
with
year.
Us.
Well, they always help us at home, and I'm like, you should see like what you're helping for.
Right.
I'm like, come on down,
Then
they're hooked. I'll bet.
Yeah. When they're hooked.
Well, so where can people find you again?
So www.AmericanPlotAssociation.com, and all of our information, memberships, store. You can even contact us there. My phone number is on there. I'm Sarah Meinert. Justin Gurley is also. Listed on the webpage. He lives in North Carolina. He's on our board, and any questions, you can just let us know, or any suggestions. Like, definitely we are open to anything that makes it better and for everyone. So,
well, hopefully everybody checks you guys out. I know you're doing a lot of good.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, anytime. We'll we got to get back to the t-shirt sell-off here.
T-shirt sell-off. We'll see who wins this year.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.